This is the third in our series on self-management. We're talking about working with parts, and in this session, it's going to be working with older parts, sort of teenager age. That's what we're after. Last session, we looked at the younger parts, working with babies and toddlers. This time, we're talking about teenagers. Now, this whole series has been inspired and motivated by the idea that I've seen a lot of clients struggle with the idea that their parts are different ages. They're okay with the basic technique and the basic method of negotiating with the part and so on, but haven't really always got to grips with the idea that the part may be a different age. So that's why I'm talking about the difference, talking about working with parts of different ages. So how does this work? Well, the way to think about it is to realise that the brain constructs the part based on anything traumatic that's happened in your life. So if the difficult thing happened when you were four, then the constructed part is 4 years of age. If the difficult thing happened when you were 18, well then the part is 18 years of age. Now, it doesn't have to be some big traumatic event. You know, a lot of people are saying like, well, you know, I had a great childhood and so on. Of course, but it can be, think of it like a difficult time in your life, you know, changing schools or a difficult relationship, you know, you got dumped or something happened that made that worth storing, right? So your brain didn't pass it back to memory. It put this snapshot, as we've talked about it, on the wall and then sends this part out whenever the threat appears similar to that threat. So it makes sense when you think about it that the part that's stored is as old as you were at the time. Why? Because your brain didn't have anything else. If you were four when this thing happened, your brain's resources are 4 years old. It hasn't got anything else to offer. So that's why parts are different ages. I hope that makes sense to you. Knowing what age the part is a tremendous advantage when it comes to self-management or self-parenting, however you want to think about it. So here's the first point. We parent differently at different ages. You wouldn't parent a four-year-old the same you would parent a 14-year-old. But knowing the age of the child, it does help you approach them appropriately. Okay, so point two, thinking of age in terms of phases. You don't have to get it exact. Believe me, almost none of this you have to get exact. Your brain will just help you and fill in the gaps. So think of phases in terms of things like baby, toddler, child, you know, teenager, adolescent, young adult, that kind of thing. So think of it more like a phase, a sort of a general idea. Point three, how do you know the age of the part? How do you tell, right? Well, here's the basic idea. Ask yourself this question when you're triggered by that part. What has that part got me feeling? What has it got me thinking? What has it got me saying? What has it got me doing? You may have recognized the four stages of triggering there, of course. What has it got you feeling, thinking, saying, doing? When you look at that, you get an idea of how old the part is, right? So for instance, if the more, you know, primordial, you know, the feeling is, the younger the part generally. The type of language that the part gets you using, you know, if it gets to the point of changing how you speak, think about what it has you saying. If it's very childish language, then you're talking about a child and so on. Get the age from the triggered experience. So what happens then when we get an idea of the age of the part? Well, last session we talked about babies, and what did we do? We hold them. We don't explain to them. We don't take them too seriously. We don't give in to them. But we hold them in a way that produces security, because we show them that for all the kicking and screaming, we're not going to reject them, we're just going to hold them. Now, if it's a child, if it's an older child, then we reassure them. We explain to them that the adult is here and that the adult is willing to take responsibility, to take over, And they're usually very pleased about that once they get the idea. If it's a teenager, we debate them, right? So we've got holding them, we're reassuring them, but then we're debating them. You know what it's like. You remember being a teenager. All your security comes from relying on yourself, because you're discovering at this stage that your world is flawed. People all have defects, and you're starting to just rely on yourself. So this is, where this I know everything type of deal comes from. So we have to debate them, even though they're coming up with stuff that doesn't always make sense. We're basically showing that we're respecting them and respecting the agency. So last time it was youngsters, now it's teenagers. How do we approach the teenagers, right? Remember, we need to debate. We have to join the conversation. In other words, don't expect it to happen too quickly. You may have to talk to them for a long time. We have to convince them we're not going away. We're not going to judge them. We're not going to reject them, right? If it's more of a considered or intelligent discussion, then they're likely to be older. They're likely to be more similar to you. Of course, the older the part is, the more similar to yourself it will be. This is especially true if your part is only a year younger than you, then obviously there's going to be a great similarity. You're going to know how to talk to yourself in this way. So think about when you learn something. Your part may be younger than that. I'll give you an example of this. I was talking, this is from an actual client experience. I think he was about 45, and he was a committed Christian, as we call it. And so he had these very strong beliefs and how he wanted to live his life. Now, he couldn't understand why, because he had such strong beliefs and faith, he often acted as if he had none. It was just blowing his mind that he could, that he couldn't work this out. And during the session one day, I asked him, how old is, when did you decide to become a Christian? And he said, oh yeah, I remember it very well. I was 24. And I said, yeah, but your part's 18. And this is when the penny dropped. Because I explained to him that if the part is younger than when he made the decision, his part did not have his beliefs. Now, just let that sink in for a minute, because you may have a similar, though different, experience yourself. Think about when you made big changes in your life, when you got married or something happened. If the part is younger than that, remember, it knows nothing about it. And so this is when the guy got hold of this idea that he was working with a part that did not share his beliefs. So important when we try to understand our part. So, with a teenager, expect to do more negotiation. So the older the part is, the more negotiation and persuading they may need to trust you. Do not be put off if it doesn't work straight away. So I'm going to give you now a basic negotiation strategy. This is how we work. This is how to understand the method. I would say it's appreciate, educate, request. Okay, appreciate, educate, request. So let's just go through that quickly. So appreciate, we always start with this, and it's an appreciation of the part. So make sure you get lots of gratitude and appreciation in for what the part has done for you. Even if it's turning out to be a disastrous strategy lately, you're grateful for what the part is trying to do. Or you may be genuinely grateful for what it did do earlier on. For instance, people who've protected themselves with alcohol or drugs, even though it may be disastrous lately, when you first did it, it was helping you a lot, probably. And so that's parts protection. And so we're very grateful and appreciative for that. Now, when you get that in first, your part is likely to be developing a better relationship with you, because we all like to be appreciated. Educate is step two. What do we mean here? Education is education about yourself. And again, this is not immediately obvious that the part would not know you. It lives with you. Why would it not know you? Well, because of its age again, right? So if you're 45 and your part's 18, for argument's sake, It knows nothing after 18 years of age. This is the thing to get hold of. So when you go back and talk to it, or when you negotiate with it, you have to educate it about who you are now. So if we went back in time to you at 18 and asked you as an 18-year-old, what do you think about my marriage choice and my career choices and so on, the 18-year-old would shrug his shoulders and say, well, I haven't got a clue. So they know nothing after 18. This is the point to get hold of. So when you negotiate with them, education is about saying, I'm now this age. I have this experience. I have this increased wisdom. I have a lot of qualifications. You know, whatever it is, whatever your experience is, you're winning trust. That's the aim. Okay? The aim is to get the part to trust you. And the more you educate on who you are and how capable you are and how willing you are to take this on, the quicker this will work. Okay, step three, request. Always include a request. No matter even if you feel it's gone badly or you're not getting any answers or any reaction, always include the request. So the request is the request to trust you. So you're asking directly now. You're basically saying, even if it's in the future, so let's say it's in the future, you'll be saying something like, you know, next Saturday when she says this or when he does that, I know this is going to trigger you. I know you're going to need to protect me at that time, but I want you to consider whether you might step back and let me handle it. I really think I've got this now. I think I can handle this. Would you consider that? And just keep requesting every time you talk to the part, request, even if it's in the future, believe me, it's just as effective for you to talk about something in the future as it is in the middle of the difficulty. So again, remember, the aim is to get them to trust you. So in this process, appreciate, educate, request, you're getting a method, but it must be age appropriate. Now, one last point before we finish today. Please try and avoid trying to change the part, okay? It's not useful and you're just likely to set up another conflict. So avoid language like, you know, explaining to the part why you don't want it to do it anymore, or telling the part that, you know, it's caused a lot of harm by doing what it does. Don't enter that kind of language at all. If the more you think of this like a photograph, a kind of a complex photograph, it's a snapshot, right? You wouldn't look at a photograph of someone and say, you know, you're looking a bit grim there, why don't you smile, you know? You'd feel a bit daft, wouldn't you? It's not going to change, okay? It will either trust you or it won't, right? But it's not going to understand how to be different. So don't try and change the part. Simply try and win trust. So that is working with teenagers or slightly older parts for this session. Next one, we're going to be working with polarized parts, which you may not even know what that means at the moment, but I'll explain it. It's something to understand and to add to your armory, because we have to make sure that the observation position that we take is of the adult and not just another part viewing another part, because this can happen. So I hope you got something from working with teenagers today, and see you next time.